people in front of us, like, really shut down the whole system.
They shut down the whole system. And I'm, like, suspicious if they were actually doing a show.
Because the 5 o'clock person show was on the computer when we did manage to log in.
Yeah. So maybe I'm just overthinking it.
Seems a little fishy to me.
Seems a little fishy to me as well. But that's okay. We're here.
People across the hallway are having a lit drum session.
A nice jam sesh, pretty much.
And they had lower, so I think they're enjoying their Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Oh, my mom texted me.
What's the tea, Mrs. George?
Either she can. Oh, 2 girls were on before you guys.
Okay.
So I guess they just decided to reboot the entire system.
That's fine.
Which is fine.
Keeps us on our toes.
You're right. Yeah. Well, that kind of put me in a peeved mood.
Don't be peeved.
Say something positive.
We have some really good songs to play tonight.
Yes.
Let's see, something else positive. I am on the 3rd draft of my statement of purpose for grad school.
Oh my god.
We're getting there.
I'm so impressed. Wow.
That's my positive thing today.
That's wild.
Dr. Mensch is, like, so helpful.
Aww.
I take up so much of her time with the grad school stuff, but she's very willing to help, so I'm very appreciative of that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so nice that you have that.
Yeah, that's where we are today.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else is positive. Wow, this is sounding kind of depressing.
No.
Well, our regatta on Saturday was canceled.
Yeah.
Because of the weather.
Yeah.
The crew is over. That's sad.
Wow. What, did you still practice?
We have off through now. Now through Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
And then, yeah, when we come back from Thanksgiving, we're going to do a boot camp between Thanksgiving and Christmas with, like, some testing, indoor testing, stuff like that.
That sounds like fun.
So I have to stay relatively in shape. So it's not, like, a true break.
Yeah.
Because I can't come back from Thanksgiving and then bomb all the tests. So gotta stay somewhat in shape.
I'm impressed. So
I took a bike ride yesterday.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a little cold, but it was nice.
Yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah.
Yesterday I didn't really leave the house. Hmm. But that's okay.
It'd be like that some Sundays.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Want to play some songs?
Yeah, let's play some songs.
I want to blow my nose and it's going to be loud.
We'll do it while the music plays so the people don't hear you.
Okay. Here we go.
attention isn't staring back at me. Cause I know down in my soul that I'm hardly half the man I need to be.
What about my name?
Calling out my name.
Hey guys, what's up? That was Color Remastered by Finnish Ticket and Gotta Get Away by Vista Kicks.
Yeah, so the first one was my pick. My possibilities playlist is very, very long. I've just been adding to it since freshman year.
Yeah.
And obviously do not play everything that gets on the possibilities playlist. So I was like way back in the possibilities playlist today.
Wow.
Just like trying to find something that, I don't know, like sounded nice.
Yeah.
So I stumbled across this one. I think I added it in like 2019. So,
wow, that's when we first started our show.
I know, quite the throwback. It was way back there. But I was like, this sounds nice, and I recognized it. So I definitely heard it between now and when I added it to the possibilities playlist. So it made a reappearance today.
That's
made
pretty
it
cool.
Off of the possibilities playlist.
We definitely have played Flip Turner. I've seen this album before. I don't know if we've played this song, but
yeah,
something. Wow. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We went to Upper today. One of the 8 dining halls at Lafayette. 8 dining options.
What?
And
okay, you cannot call those other places dining.
Okay, halls. I said dining options.
Okay.
Dining options.
Okay.
And we've noticed that every single Monday is Pasta Monday.
With a nacho bar.
And they have like four options of pasta with different things on them. And like, I don't know. As someone who can eat pasta, does that excite you?
No, no. The school's pasta, I feel like it's hard to cook pasta for 2,000 people.
Oh, like it's not a mass production.
It's just never good. Like, it's tolerable, but I did not get pasta today. The other choices look more appealing.
Like not al dente?
Sometimes it's overcooked. Mm. I've never had undercooked pasta here.
Okay.
But it's noticeably overcooked sometimes.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so today I had curry lentils.
Curry lentils were good.
They were good. And I had the slaw. It was like radish, carrot, cabbage.
I didn't get that.
That was good. And a piece of pizza. Damn. Does it look good today? I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I am sorry for you that it is Pasta Mondays. That does not help you with your meal choices.
No, it's okay. I enjoy the nachos.
I'm tired of the nacho bar.
I'm a little tired of it, too. I hate to say it.
So I had beans at lunch, so I don't want to get beans again. And sometimes the meat kind of scares me, so it's like...
I kind of feel that as well.
Yeah.
I got pumpkin soup, though, which was all right. Pretty okay.
I'm not sure I've ever gotten the soup.
There's, like, this big thing on Frisbee that there was this one senior who was always really into the soup. He was like, the soup is the one consistent thing. Like, it's consistently... pretty good. And it's like, it's true. Soup is consistently pretty good.
Maybe I'll have to try the soup.
Yeah. Like, sometimes it's really good. Sometimes it's always pretty good.
Have you ever had bad soup?
I guess I've had soup that I didn't really like. But I don't know if it's because... it might just be because I didn't like it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes I eat things at, like, Upper, and I'm like, this is weird. Like, this is not me. This is because it's weird.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I think the soup is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the story of the soup.
Story of the soup.
Yeah. How was your Monday?
It was pretty good. I have a lot of classes on Monday.
Really?
Yeah, I got lunch with Tina today. That was nice.
Wait, Tina?
Tino.
Oh.
Sorry, yeah.
Tina!
I gotta enunciate. But usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, I have class at 1:15, and it's mythology, so I usually do the reading for that class, like, over lunch.
Oh, nice, nice.
But I completely did not do the reading for today and got lunch with Tina instead.
Damn.
So that's, yeah.
She's so bad.
Nice. Professor Clark. I do not like that class at all.
Wow.
I took it because I thought it'd be fun. It was like, mythology, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I read Percy Jackson as a kid.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Not fun.
Not fun at all.
Aww.
Totally not fun. I took it because I thought it'd be like a fun, interesting, easy class senior year.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'd say like a quarter of the class dropped before the
ad. Are you serious?
Yes.
Because it was that bad?
Yes. Like, his reading quizzes screwed people over so badly. Like, luckily, like, the first one hit me hard, but then I recovered after the first one.
Oh, wow. So it's not fun at all.
Not fun at all. Like, his reading quiz was like... and, like, I've had this professor before, so, like, I thought I knew what to expect, and I did really well in his history class.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the first reading quiz, and it was, like, on the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I actually did the reading. Like, I've read the Odyssey before.
Yeah.
And I read the Iliad readings. And it was like, who said this quote?
Oh.
In book 9 of the Iliad? And I was like, I don't remember. Like,
wow.
I did the reading, but I don't pay that much attention to the detail. Like, I can tell you the broad picture, but,
which,
like...
is, yeah.
Yeah, no, and so that one really... and I got, like, a 70-something, so, like, it wasn't even that bad. People, like, failed.
Wow.
Yeah. But then I've gotten 100 on the second and third.
Oh, so let's go!
I bounced back nicely.
Wow, how'd you... you knew what to look for.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And also, I think he did us dirty. I think, so, you know, we had the ad drop deadline a couple weeks ago. And then the third quiz was right after the ad drop deadline. Yeah. I swear he made it so much easier.
Oh, my God.
He, like, weeded out people from classical mythology.
That's so manipulative.
I know. I was like, Professor Clark.
Wow. That's sneaky. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's uncool.
Like, it has its moments. Like, I think, like, the ancient Greek and Roman culture is, like, really interesting.
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, reading Ovid's Metamorphoses, and I'm like, first of all, who says it metamorphoses. That's it's, I thought it was metamorphosis.
Yeah, me too.
But in class, he goes, the metamorphoses. I'm like, but yeah, not a fan. Not a fan. Uh-huh. The Homeric hymns, not a fan.
No, but so you're getting, are you getting a, like a, it's just for credit?
This is solely because I needed a credit. Like, I don't even need the humanities flag or anything.
Wow.
I know.
I feel gypped.
You shouldn't feel gypped.
I feel gypped. Secondhand gypped.
Yeah, secondhand gypped. Yeah, that's where we are. But we're almost done. We're almost there.
That's cool.
I have to do a creative writing assignment where I have to write a letter from the perspective of one of the Greek deities.
That sounds cool.
Creative writing is not my forte. I might do it over Thanksgiving and hopefully inspiration strikes.
I wish you luck.
Thank you. I need it.
Wow.
Yeah. Should we,
Yeah, I sense...
Listen tunes.
I sense your nervousness.
Don't sense my nervousness.
For wanting to play all the tunes.
Want to get all the tunes in.
Okay, everyone. Here we go. Hey guys, we are back.
Welcome back.
That was Vanilla by Flip Turn and The American Dream is Alive in Mexico by Mood Beach.
No great story. Excuse me, what was my song called again?
Vanilla.
Yeah, that was another one from Deep in the Possibilities playlist. And Deep Hannah said it was on her Possibilities
list. It was.
Too. Yeah. No great story there. Another old one. But kind of rocky, good vibe.
Yeah, I like it. I knew it. When we did the playlist swap, I had Tessa. Shout out to Tessa. And I was listening to Flip Turn. And I was like, oh, I know this song.
Was it her suggestion to you or your suggestion to her?
It was, like, you know how you list songs that you like? Yeah. So it was one of the songs she liked.
Nice.
Yeah, actually, she sent me her playlist and I have not looked at it yet. So I feel kind of bad, but I'll look at it. I feel like recently I've been like, I need this song right now. Or like, I'm in a mood. You know, I feel like listening to new music almost requires effort somehow.
I agree. I think sometimes it does. Because then sometimes I'll put on new music, but then I'm doing something where I'm not actually listening to the music. So then if there's good songs, I miss them, you know?
Yeah, or like I walk to class and listen to music, and sometimes I'm like in a mood where I want, you know, like this morning I was really tired, and so I want like a chill vibe. So that was that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
We were just talking about Loft Lehigh, which is this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's always an exciting time.
Yeah.
It's at Lehigh, which is extra exciting.
I know. But, I don't know. Whenever they go to Lehigh... Oh, shout out to my roommate Jules, who was listening before. I don't know if she's still listening.
Oh, nice.
But, it, like, requires effort. Like, when it's here, you just kind of, like, wake up, you don't have to like plan anything. But like now it's like we just were talking about how we're going to get there and then you have to bring all your things and then like do you go to the game? How long do you stay? You have to get a ride back. But like you know here you can just if it's when it's home you just kind of like run around.
Yeah, I always thought it was more fun at Lehigh though cuz they have the big fields. Yeah, at their athletic complex.
Yeah.
Massive tailgating. And, like, Lafayette doesn't really have that.
Maybe I just had a negative experience last time because I remember I had to pee really badly and then, like, I got there kind of late. And then, yeah, I'll have a better time this time.
Yeah. I feel like you know more people now. Like, it's easier to... So, like, all these groups set up their tailgates, you know, it's so like all the fraternities have tailgates.
Oh, and that's
like
so true.
We have friends in a lot of the fraternities.
And now we can just be like, oh, hello.
Yeah, like, the crew team's going to set up a tailgate, like, so I'll be there, and then, you know, the crew team, we have a party in the morning before we go over.
That was my other thing. Like, I mean, I've been getting up early every Saturday for Frisbee tournaments. Like, it feels, I'll get up early, like, that's something, like, you know, I've committed to that, but it's really hard to get myself to wake up at 7 o'clock to go party.
But it's Loft Lehigh.
You're right. I sound lame.
You gotta commit.
I can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, I definitely can do it.
If you want to come to Mimosa's
crew. Where is it?
Probably be at Ethan's house.
Okay, I'm assuming there's going to be a Frisbee thing, but maybe I'll bump over.
And we'll bump into you at the field.
Yeah, we should bump into each other. I don't know anyone who's going to the game. Maybe I'll bump in, maybe I'll go hang out with you at the game.
Yeah,
I'll invite myself to see you.
No, absolutely come hang out at the game. So I know at least Maddie and I will make it to the game. Erica, you never really know. But
shout out to Erica.
I think Aram's coming down.
Oh my God.
Massachusetts, he'll be here.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for like the unaffiliated guys. Like Tina was like, yeah, like I have the ticket, but like sometimes it's like so hard to go to the tailgate because all these groups are like based around the fraternities and like if you're an unaffiliated guy, like it's kind
of. But he has crew.
But we're like, that's why I was like, Maddie, like we gotta work on like bringing the grill and we'll set up the crew tailgate.
Yeah.
It gives the freshmen somewhere to go to. And
wow, wait, now that you mention it, there was never a Frisbee tailgate.
Do you guys have a grill or something?
No, we're the most disorganized team.
The nice thing about crew is we have a nice grill that we bring to regattas and stuff, so.
Yeah, like, I think Kate's parents did stuff. That's but, like, I really have no memory of Loughley. I think I, like, got there, freaked out about peeing, and then went to the game. Like, I don't remember any positiveness.
We'll make this year positive.
I gotta get up early. No, it'll be, we're chilling.
It's gonna be so positive.
I think it's so funny how they just do not care that
they
there's, like...
They do not care.
Like, I literally, like, was just... There's just, like, police officer on a horse just galloping around.
As long as you're not blatantly being stupid, they don't care.
Yeah, I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
But... I guess we can bump around.
Absolutely.
It'll be fun.
The key is lots of socks. If I've learned anything...
Socks?
From my two Loughley High experiences is that my feet get so cold.
Seriously?
My feet were freezing. Freshman year when it was at here,
yeah,
I was so cold I had to like leave the game and go back.
Are you serious?
Like I had boots on and everything, but I was just so cold.
Wow. Oh, I just thought, what shoes do you wear? It's like dirty. It's like a dirty field.
I'm wearing the boots.
It's like a dirty field. This, see, like, I don't know. I'm stressed out.
You have boots?
Like, these are nice boots. I'm not getting my boots dirty.
They're rain boots. They're supposed to be made
freaking
dirty.
Expensive boots.
They're rain boots. They're made for mud.
They have to be pristine at all times.
I'll wear the bean boots. They are reliable.
It's like I gotta stay warm, but then I also have to look good. It's like so many things.
I'm not gonna look that good.
It's like gotta get the like leopard print jacket that everyone had. Gotta.
Wow, I'm wearing a Lafayette sweatshirt. I'll probably put like a cute turtleneck under it or something. I don't believe in leopard print.
Okay, we should probably play a song.
We should play some tunes.
I feel like it's too late to buy a leopard print article of clothing at this point.
Yeah, you can't. Where else are you going to wear it?
Exactly. Like, I don't like leopard print.
You own Lafayette gear, hoodie, sweatshirt.
I own a sweatshirt.
Yeah, wear that. Put some really warm layers underneath of it.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
I'll get some leopard print. Nah, okay. We'll play tunes. I'll figure it out. No, don't fret, everyone. We got it. Okay, here we go.
She told me that she loved me by the water fountain. She told me that she loved me and she didn't love him. And that was really lovely 'cause it was innocent. But now she's got a cup with something else in it. It's getting kind of blurry at 10:15. And he was in a hurry to be touching her skin. She's feeling kind of dirty when she's dancing with him. Forgetting what she told me by the water fountain. Now he's grabbing her hips and pulling her in. Kissing her lips and whispering in her ear. And she knows that she shouldn't listen. And that she should be with me by the water fountain. She couldn't be at home in the nighttime because it made her feel alone. But at that time she was too young. I was too young. I should have built a home with a fountain for us. The moment that she told me that she was in love too young. I was too young. Back to the water fountain, the handle will be broken and the rust set in. But my hand, it will be open and I'll try to fix it. My heart, it will be open and I'll try to give it. Now I'm grabbing her hips and pulling her in, kissing her lips and whispering in her ear. And I know that it's only a wish and that we're not standing by the water fountain. Too young, too young. She couldn't be at home in the nighttime because it made her feel alone. But at that time, she was too young.
wanna see pom-poms from the stairs. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw you game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44. But you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues. I'm remembering you. This is love. I know it's true. I won't forget you.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. So that was a Water Fountain by Alec Benjamin, and Forrest Gump by Frank Ocean.
Water Fountain was my pick. I think it's from that playlist that Amy made for me. One of those songs that just like you said, like you want to listen to like a song right now.
Yeah.
But I had that like experience with Water Fountain. I was like, I need to listen to this song.
Right yeah, now. Yeah. I feel that way with Remy Wolf.
Very chill, very like
yeah,
muted. I don't know. I really like it. But
aww.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a quick jump into our next two songs. Yeah. So we don't have time.
That second song, Frank Ocean. That was me. I've been getting into Frank Ocean recently. Kind of nice chill vibes.
More popular artist, but I really do like his
music. Yeah, we were thinking, is this radio? But I feel like at this point, it's just if you like it, play.
It is what it is.
That's kind of our new thing. Yeah. But here we go. New tunes. Oh, guys, also my roommate Jules says that I can borrow some Leopard Print stuff.
Perfect.
So no one has to fret anymore.
No fretting.
Let's go. Okay, here we go.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, we are back. That was Unwind by Tim Atlas and Truth by Jungle.
Yeah, Unwind was my choice. It's from the good old Discover Weekly. Kind of chill, kind of like, what do you call it when it's like not conventional? Kind of like
alternative. Yeah, I get it.
A little, like, vibey.
Yeah, like, different, you know, sound. Yeah, new, like, sound.
Funky a little bit.
Yeah, funky.
Not funk, but, like, funky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know what you mean.
It's out there somewhere.
I feel like if you could see the album cover, you would get it. Like, this kind of embodies the sound a little bit.
Oh, it kind of does.
It's a little funky. It is pretty cool, actually, now that I'm looking at it. That second song, Truth, by Jungle, was my pick. And I was listening to Jungle a lot a couple weeks ago. Kind of good, chill, kind of a little upbeat vibes that I think are kind of cool. But, yeah. Miss Travis, she's not here yet.
Travis is not here yet.
So we got lots of time. Just, like, so shout out to Travis. Travis is an amazing treasurer.
Is he?
He know, like, I don't really know what goes, like, maybe he's just an average treasurer. But, like, he's on top of everything and, like, does it. I'm like, Travis, we need money. Like, gets the money. Like, every, like, on top of everything.
Hmm. Good for him.
Yeah, like, we had to get this engineer hired on top of it all.
Did you hire Connor?
Like, we're kind of in the process of it.
Is it going to be, like, a full-time job? Like,
I don't even know. I feel like it's not going to happen. Nah, it's whatever. But Travis is doing great.
That's awesome.
A moment of Travis. Oh, we have a radio concert. I'm giving a plug to the radio concert.
Friday night.
Friday at 5:30 in my backyard. If anyone wants to come, you're invited.
That's fun.
Now, as I said that, I don't know who's listening, so I don't actually know who I just invited.
I would not display your address.
I would
leave that.
I would leave that.
But, yeah, it'll be fun.
Cool.
I think the weather all week looks great. I think it'll be a good evening for a concert, a good Saturday for La
I'm excited. The only thing that, like, gets me, I mean, no, great weather is great, but, like, it gets dark. Like, the concert's at 5:30, it's dark.
It'll be dark, yeah.
Like, what?
That's such a bummer.
I know. Like, when we did the s'mores party in my backyard, it was nice because it was, like, right as the sun set at, like, 6-ish. But, like, now the sun's set.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No, I think I've accepted it, but it's definitely odd.
Yeah. Like, last week at Crew, we have afternoon practice.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you wear headlamps in the morning.
Oh, wow.
It's so dark in the morning. But then when the time change happens, we have that last week where you have to wear headlamps for afternoon practice.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, we'll launch, we'll get on the water by, like, 4:15, 4:30.
Yeah.
You don't get off until 6. It's, like, dark. Like, it's nighttime.
That's spooky. Wild. That's scary. Is that scary?
It gets a little sketch.
Are there any lights? There's no lights by the river.
Oh, no,
I guess there's the city.
So, Bao and Thurin wear a headlamp. But, like, sometimes it's, like, hard to see. Like, there's been some close calls, but it's, like,
I think that's, like, kind of something, not a fear, but, like, I always think about people who, like, go on, like, long, like, ship trips. Like, sailing trips. And, like, you're, like, through the night.
Yeah, navigating with the stars is not my cup of tea.
That's scary.
Anyway. Travis is here.
My man, Travis. Okay.
It's 9 o'clock. We are signing off.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth. And you'll hear us next Monday.
Yeah. I still have to read the thing. I don't have to, but I still do. Okay. It was nice to have you listen to us. Bye, guys.